Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Alexandria Wedlow, Alexandra Wedlow, date of birth 2/23/1972, date of accident 5/5/2021, date of service is 2/10/2022. Miss Alexandra Wedlow present here for a follow-up evaluation on 2/10/2022. A patient allegedly was involved in an automobile accident as of 5/5/2021, and when she was hit on the driver's side by a tow truck. This impact caused her to have pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, and some pain in the left shoulder, left knee, and radiation of pain to the left upper thigh. The patient visited here as a new patient visit on 1/20/2022 at our office. The MRI were provided to us, and they have shown various pathology. The patient was initially seen by Dr. Benjamin Kripchak at C-spine. However, the office is closed and she has been referred here. It appears that she is suffering from a fraying of the medial meniscus and laxity of the anterior cruciate ligament of the left knee. In addition, left shoulder shows a glenohumeral arthritis with medial aspect of the humeral head and glenoid fossa, as well as thinning of the distal anterior supraspinatus tendon and small glenohumeral joint effusion with synovitis and mild degenerative changes of the AC joint. Now, with the tenosynovitis, a long head of biceps tendon. In the left shoulder MRI, there is an advanced glenohumeral arthrosis with thinning of, this was already dictated, the left shoulder. So the next MRI was the brain, which is completely normal. MRI is normal. MRI of the thoracic spine shows bulging disc of T6 and T7. And then in the lumbar spine MRI, there is a neural foramen and a ring spinal canal stenosis and an eccentric left disc bulge with facet joint enlargement at L4, L5. In the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C5 and 6 with bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, C6-7, as well as herniated disc at C2, C3. The patient has been informed about all these findings in great detail. It is appearing that we are going to schedule this patient for the following: for lumbar epidural steroid injection around 4, and then cervical epidural steroid injection, and followed by right sacroiliac joint injection. Should also be provided injection to the shoulder, to the knee, and go from there. Thank you. Today the patient reports that she has pain which is almost 7 to 9 in various areas. Her neck is 9, and the left knee is 9, left shoulder is 9, lower back pain is 7, and she has a radiation to the left arm involving second, third, and fourth finger. And the patient has consistent pain affecting her walk due to the pain in the left knee, and only 10% improvement have been reported so far. The patient already has a back brace, knee brace, pants units, and she's using them. She's also undergoing physical therapy at home. And ADLs that are reported affected are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected. 8. In the system review, patient reports that there is a tension, difficulty sleeping, anxiety, depression in neurogen psych. However, the patient denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo. She denies any vision disturbances, fainting, blackouts, seizures. There is no history of any loss of memory or any other issue. Balance problems are not there. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the left knee, left shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, as well as stiffness in this area of shoulder, neck, and lower back. and difficulty walking. And the GI patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. And the GU patient denies any incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. And respiratory patient denies any asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has worsened and no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma reported. In last, the patient has pain medication which are Percocet 10 over 325. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is, the patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. She is using marijuana additionally for pain relief. Physical examination, blood pressure is 145 over 95, pulse is 56, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be shown from the previous visit of 1-20-2022, dictation number 0130-014. Kindly use the general review, musculoskeleton, and the extremities examination out of life, along with diagnosis. Plan of care. The plan of care is to discuss the, all the MRIs that are available are discussed to the patient, and she will benefit from injection to the left knee for knee meniscus injury and anterior cruciate ligament injury. She'll also benefit from injection to the superior supraspinatus tendon, injection to the shoulder joint, and AC joint injection and biceps tendon injections. She'll also benefit from injection to the sacroiliac joint on the right side, as well as she'll benefit from LESI injection, CESI injection, and TESI injection due to the pathology mentioned in the MRIs. If she doesn't find any relief with this injection, times 4 to 6, then the patient will be referred for surgical consultation or even a spinal cord stimulation device. And the patient will continue her physical therapy at her choice place, wherever she was going before. And she reports that she's benefiting. She's going to be given an injection to the left supraspinatus and left shoulder injection, left infraspinatus and biceps tendon, as well as to the left knee. The patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, L-level 50 at night, Flexeril 10 twice a day, Lidocaine gel 3%, and Percocet 10 over 325 every 12 hours, PRN or PRN on 30 days, 30 tablets are provided. The rest of the patient is otherwise stable. Thank you. The procedures that are being done for the patient are injection of the left in left knee intra-articular injection. The procedure is done according to the protocol. The medical indications are that the patient has a tremendous pain in the left knee, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, unrelieved with the conservative treatment. She was injured on 5-5-2021. 6 months of therapy has not brought reasonable relief. She has a hard time walking, and the pain is continuous. The MRIs have been found positive for a injury to the meniscus, medial meniscus, as well as anterior cruciate ligament. Patient will be referred to an orthopedic surgeon. However, we are trying to bring her relief in the pain. The procedure is done according to the protocol. The next procedure is intra-articular injection of the left shoulder and the injection of the supraspinatus tendon. Medical indications are as follows. Based on the MRI findings of the left shoulder that are reported, showing advanced glenohumeral arthrosis, fraying of the posterior superior glenoid labrum, thinning of the distal anterior supraspinatus tendon, as well as degenerative changes of AC joint and biceps tendon, tenosynovitis, a local cortisone injection will be an excellent idea at this time to provide reasonable relief. the injections to the left shoulder in particular, and also to the left supraspinal tendon is done according to the protocols. Thank you.